It feels like the conversation around AI is changing fast, doesn't it? In the rapidly evolving landscape of technology, the discourse surrounding artificial intelligence has shifted significantly.
It has. Historically, we viewed AI primarily as a tool for efficiency. But now, the narrative is increasingly focused on displacement.
And it's not just the software that draws the eye, it's the hardware. As companies deploy massive AI models, the infrastructure powering them, specifically data centers, is facing intense scrutiny.
Exactly. These facilities are criticized for being incredibly energy intensive. They're often situated in regions with lax environmental regulations, and they are central to an AI boom that many fear is displacing traditional jobs.
I think that fear is very real. In response to these challenges, a proposal from Senator Mark Warner has garnered significant attention.
Warner suggests imposing a tax on data centers, a move described as a demand for a pound of flesh. This phrase references the biblical story of the Merchant of Venice, implying a price exacted from the industry.
It makes sense on the surface. The core logic is straightforward. Data centers are the engines of the AI revolution. They consume vast electricity and house GPUs that process terabytes of information.
But let's be honest about the distribution of value. The benefits of this infrastructure often accrue to a few tech giants, while the costs, both environmental and in terms of job displacement, are felt by society at large.
That's where the heart of the argument lies. The primary point for this tax is fairness.
By levying a tax on these facilities, the government could theoretically redirect funds to support the workforce.
If AI causes job losses in sectors like software development, customer service, or manufacturing, those affected truly require a safety net.
A tax on the entities driving disruption could provide the capital necessary for retraining programs, unemployment benefits, or economic development in regions where tech hubs are replacing traditional industries.
Implementing such a tax represents a significant shift in how we view the cost of AI. Currently, the externalities, like carbon emissions from data centers, are often ignored or subsidized.
A tax would make the true cost of AI visible. It signals that growth cannot occur without responsibility, the people who are displaced.
And we can't forget the communities near these facilities. They often deal with noise, heat, and increased energy bills, only to see the technology they support create jobs elsewhere.
This proposal addresses geographic and economic equity. If a data center in a rural area draws power for AI applications that displace workers in a city, the tax revenue could be used to support those displaced workers in the city.
It effectively balances the ledger. The transition to an AI-driven economy is considered inevitable, but the speed of that transition matters.
If jobs are lost faster than they are created, or if new roles require skills the current workforce lacks, society risks fracture.
That's why Senator Warner's proposal suggests government intervention rather than passive observation. This intervention would manifest as a structured transition plan.
Tax revenue could fund upskilling programs to teach workers how to use AI tools rather than compete against them. It could support regional development for industries being replaced by automation and provide direct financial aid for those facing immediate displacement.
Without such measures, backlash against AI could become political, potentially leading to stricter regulations that stifle innovation.
By offering a safety valve through taxation, policymakers could maintain technological momentum while protecting citizen livelihoods.
While the idea of a data center tax is provocative, it highlights a fundamental question: who pays for the future of AI?
For too long, the cost has been borne by the environment and the workforce.
Warner's proposal forces a conversation about beneficiaries versus burden bearers.
If successfully implemented, this tax could transform the narrative around AI, moving the culture from fear of job loss to a managed transition.
It acknowledges that while AI offers incredible promise, it is a tool that must be wielded carefully with a plan for those left behind.
As the tech industry scales, ensuring the pound of flesh is used to build a more resilient economy is a critical responsibility.
In the end, the goal remains sustainable growth.
The debate is not about stopping progress, but ensuring that progress includes everyone.